We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For Donnie's mock draft of the day, a week out from the NFL draft, next Thursday, we'll be really thinking about who the Steelers are going to take at 20, even though it's now top of mind for me 7 days away. The latest mock draft has the Steelers taking.
Well, this comes Donnie, tell us. This comes from Jonathan Jones from CBS. He used to be with ESPN, right? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he replaced Lockenfora.
Okay.
He's been kind of groomed to be their insider.
So you just want the Steelers pick? You don't want anything else?
No, you can give us some more.
Because we like the little intrigue of some of the earlier picks.
Yeah, it says up at the top his one and only mock draft. So quarterbacks early. First three, Williams, Daniels, May. No trades either out of that. McCarthy, he gets picked fifth. The Vikings trade up with the Chargers there. Typical where we've seen guys like Joe Alt go, some of those big receivers. Alt goes to the Titans at number seven. A little bit of a surprise. Eighth overall to the Falcons. He has Michael Penix Jr.
Huh. That is something.
Then we get to some of the other offensive linemen off the board. He has the Jets taking Latham at 10. Fashanu goes to the Raiders at 13. Fuaga goes to the Saints at 14. A couple of corners go in a row. He has Arnold, Mitchell, and McKinstry going 15, 16, and 17. Wow. The Eagles trade up to number 16 to get Mitchell.
I was going to say the Seahawks aren't taking another corner at 16.
Yeah, the Bengals get Jared Verse all the way down at 18. The Rams try to replace Aaron Donald with Byron Murphy at 19. So a lot of offensive linemen on the board. You've only heard me say a couple of names.
Fashanu, Alt, Latham.
Fuaga.
Man, you do have a lot there still.
And at number 20, he has the Steelers taking Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU.
Wow.
That's 2 days in a row we've heard that.
Man, I don't know about you. Do you guys have a hard time envisioning that happening? Because I still do. I still am so overwhelmingly biased towards the idea that they're going to take a tackle.
If there were that many offensive linemen on the board, especially that many tackles still on the board, I would be stunned by that. It would have to be a case where there was just a huge run on tackles, and it was either him or maybe a center, and they said, well, here's a big play threat. We'll go with him.
Here's a question for both of you based on the way this mock shook out. If that happened, I think the thing I would want the Steelers to do most is potentially trade down a couple of spots. Like, I've seen mocks that have them trading down, like, with Dallas before or with, you know, Buffalo. If there's that many tackles available, and did you even say one of the centers yet, Donnie, at that point?
No, he had no centers coming off the board. Barton's still out
there, too. You've got several tackles, and you've got all the centers. I'd want them to trade down at least four or five spots.
The wide receiver hungry teams are the Bills and Chiefs. Kansas City's dealing with the Rashee Rice thing. The Bills traded Diggs. They've got a big hole there. You know, the Cardinals pick 27, but they're going to probably take Marvin Harrison, so that's not going to be an issue for them. I guess maybe the Bears could trade back into the first. Well, they don't have their second-round pick because they made the Montez Sweat deal.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking of teams that would want it. If Thomas was still available at 20, Buffalo's the obvious one, that they'd want to come up eight spots and make sure that they get top dog wide receiver.
60th pick for that, let's say. Then between 20 and 28, where you were and where you are then, you've still got Fautanu from Washington.
No, I think Donnie had him.
Did he
picked.
Say he was gone?
No,
yeah.
He did not get picked until 23.
Okay, then you'd still have Mims.
Yes, he has Mims Fautanu. Going 24.
To Dallas.
I want to know where Barton, Frazier, and JPJ go.
Barton is the only one he has going in the first round. He has the Ravens picking him at number 30.
I'll tell you what, if they were to pick Frazier in this hypothetical and get an extra pick out of the whole thing at 60 overall, I'd have a very hard, because then they'd have some wiggle room to play around in that second round and see what they wanted to do to maybe move up to get a tackle they liked.
Yep.
Like, what,
60 is the Bills pick, you're saying.
Yeah, correct. I wouldn't hate that, because I would think you've got more, like, commensurate value there picking a center at 28 and having picked up a pick to do so, right? You can maybe draft a tackle in the early second round. You can use that pick to move up again and get somebody. And then you've definitely got the draft capital to find a wide receiver. There's going to be somebody you like who you don't have to move for again. I don't mind that. Like, just if you're trying to look at the draft and say, forget about, like, do I want to get a certain player and I'm dead set on it, the way you'd be moving around on the board, I like.
I'm just, and this is an insider's draft, so he's probably talking to people to try to put it together.
Yeah.
I'm hard-pressed to think that so many defensive players go
that high
in the first 19 picks, and that leaves the Steelers with this situation where they have their pick of the litter at center, multiple offensive tackles available.
Yep.
And Thomas, I guess, still available. He's basing this off of the fact that Deontay Johnson got traded, and that's a hole that needs to get filled between now and the start of the year.
If it actually
go ahead, Donnie.
If it actually breaks this way for them, they should 110% trade back, because there are so many options that they have. If a team comes to them with something that is even a handful of picks behind them, like the Bills, let's say, I'd say 100% do it. There are so many tackles still there, and every single center is still there.
I said Jordan Morgan, by the way. He's listed in Brugler's as a guard.
Guard.
Are they just projecting that that's where he ends up?
There's a lot of guys like that just, this year.
And you know who else is projected? He's the number one guard on Brugler? Fatanu. So, and it's like hard to like figure this out sometimes with some of these guys.
And how about Fuaga? Some
Fuaga's
people think
a
he's a guard.
But he's listed as a tackle. Here's another one. He's a second or third rounder on Brugler's. Remember the kid from Kansas, Dominic, I don't know if it's Puni or Puni, P-U-N-I.
Okay.
He's listed as a guard. I've only seen him as a tackle
for
most people. I thought I was like hallucinating there for a second. I ultimately, Donnie, my main takeaway is the same as yours. I got to move back. In the scenario that his lays out, you've got to move back if you're the Steelers.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.